Dirt, Riding Dirty with A.J. Taylor, giving you all the dirt on dirt track racing and the Hancock County Speedway in Britt. Be ready to sit on the edge of your seat, courtesy of these great businesses.
Ryan's Roofing, LLC, Summit House Retirement Community, Iowa Mold Tooling Company, Hancock County Speedway, McNeese Tire and Automotive, The Britt Bar and Grill, B&B Sounds and Lights DJ Service, Stellar Industries, Hancock County Co-op Oil and Fenix, Sense Feed and Services and Pioneer, and Hancock County Health System.
Now here's Riding Dirty with A.J. Taylor.
And we are back on Riding Dirty, the greatest show on dirt, live on KWB 103 Worldwide on KW.com and on Facebook. Tonight is our final show of the season of 2023.
Went by so fast.
This is ridiculous. Tonight's the season championship race, as well as the remainder of the night of 1,000 Stars races. So two big races in one night.
Three. Bus races.
That's right, the bus races.
Fair bus races.
I forgot about that. Yes, the fair bus races are going on as well, too. Yes, so indeed, we've got three of them out here.
Three.
We have talked to so many race car drivers, it's not even funny. Tonight, we're going to talk with Cody Kinect from Whittemore. We're also going to talk to Mike Smith of Lake City. These are two extremely accomplished racers. And to help me do all this are the ABCs of racing, me, A.J. Taylor, our guest commentators, Brad Hiscox of B&B Sounds and Lights and DJ Service, and Mad Dog Chris Madsen.
How are we doing, A.J.?
I'm doing good, man.
Here we are again.
Yes.
Yep. Exciting time. One more time.
For the last time this year.
Yep.
Now, Mother Nature, of course, rained out this night of 1,000 Stars the last go-around.
Yep.
She tried it again this morning, failed, and but we are working this track over pretty darn good here today.
It looks really good.
Yeah, 0.7 inch, I understand, of rain out here.
0.7 is what they said out here at the track, but he said it was a hard 0.7, so there is some pond setting out, and
to me
came down like right now.
Oh, okay.
Not steady, just right now.
That's why you see all the ponds out there in the field.
There's just a few little ponds, that's all, folks. So,
but they got the track looking really, really good.
Yep.
It wouldn't surprise me if they don't put a little water up on the top side, but we'll have to wait and see what they do there. But I'm sure they'll have it in tip-top shape for the 1,000 Stars and the season championship.
And the bus races.
They got a lot of tack down there on the inside lane, and some of the drivers, one of the drivers is out there right now. He's
checking
the thing out to see what he's got as far as tack is concerned.
Well, they're going to have to roll that bottom line in because there's water standing there when I got out here.
The straightaway, nobody hits that section anyway, but the curves is going to be where, in the corners.
They'll probably get out there with the old Big A interrogator and roll her in a little bit.
So we'll see how well they'll do, and of course they'll utilize the water that is on the track right now to the best that they can, because a lot of these drivers love the tack. They need the tack on those engines to get them to really get them where they want to go.
Yep.
If you really want to hook up,
So we are going to take a quick break. Come right back as you're listening to Riding Dirty, the greatest show on dirt, live on KIWB 103 Worldwide on KIW.com and on Facebook.
Hi, this is Christy Lear from Ryan's Roofing, LLC, local family-owned and fully licensed, serving North Iowa since 2010, specializing in asphalt shingle roof replacements. Every client's home is treated as if it's our own. Five-star testimonials, highest-rated materials from local suppliers, warranted craftsmanship, and unmatched pricing. Free estimates and all inspections performed by Ryan himself. Ryan's Roofing, LLC. Contact Ryan today, 641-590-1798, or check us out on Facebook and Google.
Rev up your retirement. Summit House Retirement Community is the place to be this summer. Enjoy all the amenities of home in a spacious, affordable, one- or two-bedroom apartment with garages, patios, and a beautifully landscaped courtyard. You deserve worry-free independence, but we provide assistance as needed. Laughter and fun are part of the package, along with two meals a day. We are also connected to the clinic and fitness center for your wellness. Race on in for a tour. Call 641-843-3333. Summit House in Britt, where the fun never ends.
The Britt Barn Grill. Get daily lunch specials, hot wings, burgers, roasted chicken, even a ribeye. Or to book a party at Main Avenue Event Center, call 641-843-4275. Weddings, reunions, birthday parties, or any private party. Don't miss all the action at the Britt Barn Grill or Main Avenue Event Center, downtown Britt. Welcome to the menu.
Hello, this is Derek Munson with Hancock County Co-op Oil and Gardener. When you bring your car or light truck in for an oil change, you get far more than just new oil and filter. I'll check your underhood fluids and top them off as needed. I'll also inspect your exhaust, suspension, brakes, and tires. And if I find anything unsatisfactory, I'll give you a free quote on what needs to be done to get you back on the road safely. So give us a call today, 641-923-2635. Hancock County Co-op Oil since 1930, located at 615 Highway 8. 18 West and Gardner. Call 641-923-2635 or stop in today.
Hi, I'm Dave Zroslik, president of Stellar Industries. The employee owners of Stellar Industries reflect the values of small-town living, honesty, integrity, kindness, and caring. With locations in Gardner, Kanawha, and Mason City, Stellar is a proud supporter across the North Iowa area. Log on to stellarindustries.com to learn more about Stellar and how you can become part of our family.
All right, back here we are again. VIP night was last week. Guys, that was a party, a night to remember.
I don't.
So,
a night not to remember, which is sad in a way. But.
Oh, yeah. It was one of those nights that you go home and you try to remember what you should have remembered, but there was some darn good racing on out there. I was just blown away with some of that was happening out there.
It was fantastic racing.
Again, incredible, just like it was made with 1,000 stars and stuff. The passing and the racing and the
Opine put her in the winner.
Yeah, Kevin's back again.
Yes, indeed.
I broke a streak there for a while, and then on top of that, had a chance to pick up and hold Little Miss Britt.
That's
who was out
right.
Trophies, which is really cool.
I bet that surprised her.
Yeah.
I thought I was supposed to hand a trophy to the guy. I didn't know he was going to grab me and throw me up on his shoulder.
I'm not the trophy. This is.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Whoa, Kevin, you got the wrong trophy there.
But Kevin,
he's a great. This is a fun night.
He took the cash dash, and he took the main as well too. He was
fire
on sight.
Yeah, I couldn't believe how he was just. That car was just absolutely perfect for him. I mean, he went into the corners. I mean, he started way back there too.
Yeah, he was in the back.
Don't look at me like that. I have no idea.
He was in the back. I know you don't.
Don't you think?
I don't know. Chris was too busy checking other things out.
He was tipping over.
Yeah. All right, so we have got with us tonight one of the guys from the Hancock County Speedway that is right now leading in points. And he is also, after 4 years of racing, coming to up from a long history, a long family history of racing.
Oh, yeah, big history.
Guys, a little bit about this guy. Tell me a little bit what your impressions of him. What do you think about him? What kind of a person is Mike Smith, number 22, before we have a chance to really sit down and talk with him? What are your first impressions of him?
I think he's just like the rest of his family. He's a hell of a racer. I mean,
they're all exceptional. I don't know where they got it from. But,
yeah, I have no clue. But he doesn't drive dirty. He knows how to drive. Yep. He knows how to set his car up. He's an excellent racer.
He's a young kid, too, ain't he?
Yeah, well, when he got out of the car for the... He's probably early 20s, I'd say, probably. Yeah. I'm not sure. Oh, let's see if... No, I'll check it out here.
We'll find out here in just a second, but there is an interesting story that goes on with this about Mike Smith and the Smith family all together. Now, we all know that the big race, of course, is the Nationals.
Yep, Super Nationals.
Super Nationals. Everybody wants to win that.
You bet.
Would you believe there's one member of the Smith family that has not won it yet?
We're gonna
get with that here in just a second. We had a chance to talk with Mike Smith and kind of see what's going on with him right now.
Oh yeah, big family. My dad's side, they've all done some racing. Ever since I was a little kid, I've been with my dad at the racetrack, helping him and helping all my uncles. Finally, when I turned 14, I started racing. Up until that time, we got a little dirt track out back. Ever since I was a little kid, we raced four-wheelers on there. We even had like a little mini sprint car with a little tiny cycle and motor on it. I was pretty active in racing all my life. It was always something I wanted to do.
Who do you think was most instrumental in getting you to just fall in love with racing?
Definitely my dad. I went to every single race with him when I was a kid. I always looked up to him. He's still teaching me new stuff to this day. the shortcuts and just how things were done back when and how it is now, and I look up to my dad the most.
Now, 2 years ago, when you were just 17, you became the youngest to become an IMCA Super Nationals champion.
When I won Super Nationals, it really didn't hit me until like a couple days later, like, wow, I really just won that. But, I mean, my dad, everybody's won it but my dad, and that's one race that he's working so hard to get to. And to do it so young, so early, I mean, it wouldn't even be possible without all my uncles and my dad. You don't see anybody starting up racing and they just got it figured out right away. Those guys, they've done it, they've been there, they know their way around it, so they give me good tips and what they see in their eyes, what I should try. Super National wouldn't even a possibility without those guys.
Were you nervous to get started that first time, knowing that you're following the footsteps of so many successful in your family, including your father?
I knew there was a lot of pressure on me, and there still is, because I'm so young yet.
So how many Super National titles have you and your family won? I mean, obviously you with one.
I think Donovan's got three, Doug's got one, Devin's got two, and Dustin has one or two, I think.
But you guys kind of share that responsibility of winning those titles.
Oh, yeah. We all work out of one shop and one shop only, and we're always giving each other advice. I mean, whatever somebody does is what we all do. We're a tight-knit family.
So what are the biggest challenges you've faced?
Some nights you can go out and do really good, and then the next night you go somewhere and you leave your car set up the same way and the track's the same way, and you go out another night and it's just not your night. On your race car, there's a thousand nuts, bolts, and pieces that all could break or fall off. All that's all worked together.
You're leading in four or five tracks. You've got 59 events under your belt. You've been a pretty busy guy. You've got 32 wins, 51 top fives, 54 top tens. I mean, it's really impressive. Tell us a little bit about the year and what it's been like for you.
Being at the racetrack, seeing all the people and all the fans, spending time with the family. At the beginning of the year, my plan was only kind of race two, three tracks, take it slow, and then I kind of kept going here, kept going there, and then here we are before September, and I've still raced four or five tracks. I was running for national points there for a little bit, but I don't know if I'm going to end up getting that or not. I know currently I'm tied with Zach Olmstead, but anything can happen.
Let's go to Buena Vista. Your dad, your brother, they also won there too. What was that like?
That was a special event. That's never happened before. I mean, usually my dad likes a little bit of attacking the track, and I like the track being really slick, and Will likes the track being pretty slick too. So not very often where we can all three win on the same track condition.
What's the secret to your family's success? What can you attribute it to?
Hard work pays off. We work our butts off during the day, and we go racing for fun, and we're putting in the time and the hours on the cars, finding every little piece and bit that we can make faster, and just the knowledge too. Those guys have been doing it so long, they know what to do when they feel something.
Now, what is your ultimate goal to finish out the year?
Another Super Nationals title would really be the kicker to that. I want to be a good competitor car at Super Nationals.
All right, guys. What do you think? Mike Smith there.
He is
a young man with a lot of ambition right now.
He is. He said it. Family. I mean, that's the ultimate family guy right there. It's just, they all work out of the same shop.
And from what I've understood, I've never been by their shop. What I understand is their shop rivals like Hendrick Motorsports. it's a dirt track Hendrick Motorsports. I hear it's a big old shop, and they got a lot of cars in there. Well, you got, what, four or five drivers?
Oh, or is there more than that? There's more than that.
Looks like a scene out of Fast and Furious,
well,
right?
Yeah. I mean, you got guys that run modified, guys that run stock car, a guy that runs B-Mod, a kid that runs hobby stock.
Yeah.
So you got all those cars, plus I'm sure they got backup cars.
Yep.
That's a lot of cars. It's a lot of money. It's a lot of work.
And like you said, we change everything together. We all change it.
Yep.
It's just everybody works together, and it's a family. And they've been doing it for a long, long time. And they've been winning for a long, long time.
Oh, yeah.
When you have a situation like that, I mean, do you think these guys, they just suddenly just mesh? And if there's something tiny that goes wrong, somebody spots it somewhere and says, we've got to fix this or we've got to do that?
I'm sure. I'm sure there's somebody that's pointing something out, one of the brothers that's watching.
This is what happened to me last night. We got to check all the cars and make sure they don't happened to everybody else. You know, I'm sure that's I would do that. I mean,
find something on the track and watch that spot. Watch how you turn.
They're all watching everything. Yep.
So it's almost like you're sitting in a major league kind of a situation, a NASCAR situation, if you will. You've got spotters and everybody else like that working at it, trying to figure out what's up.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, we're going to step aside again here real quick
before we go though.
Yes.
I'd say that hats off to you, AJ. That was a great interview.
It was fun. And we're going to have, we've got a really good one coming up at Cody Connect, too, which is really, really revealing as well, too. We're going to get to that here in just a second. You're listening to Riding Dirty, the greatest show on dirt. Thank you, by the way. On B103 Worldwide on KOW.com and on Facebook.
IMT wishes all racers good luck this season. Iowa Mold Tooling Company has supported our local communities for over 60 years. Just like their first innovation in 1961, IMT service vehicles and material handling systems are manufactured to deliver quality, value, safety, and performance. IMT and Garner is now hiring. Develop your career path with top pay while receiving skills training, leadership opportunities, and advanced education programs. Apply today at imt.com/careers.
Gentlemen, start your engines! The green flag drops tonight for the final night this year at the Hancock County Speedway in Brest. Who's going to win the season championship? Plus, there's a continuation of the Night of 1,000 Stars with America's best IMCA drivers and thousands of dollars up for grabs. Don't miss the adrenaline rush tonight at the Hancock County Speedway. Gates open at 5, hot laps at 7. Get more info on Facebook or at HancockCountySpeedway.com.
McNeese Tire and Automotive has been serving your ag and vehicle needs for over 25 years with everything from tires to complete engine repair and all the parts you need to keep you rolling. Whether you drive an automobile, semi, or farm equipment, big or small, we do it all with 24-hour on-the-farm and roadside service calls. McNeese Tire, a mile and a half west of Britt on Highway 18, call 843-3536 or visit us on Facebook.
Scent Seed and Services in Britt, your local Pioneer team, is with you from the word go with industry-leading genetics and on-the-farm trials. When it's go time, make the most of every acre with Pioneer brand corn and soybean products. Scent Seed and Services in Britt invites you to bring your kids to the Kids Zone at the Hancock County Speedway.
Call 515.
Rock your next party with B&B Sounds and Lights DJ Service, a full-service production company for weddings, reunions, or any special event. Give Brad or Brennan a call at 641-251-1761. B&B Sounds and Lights DJ Service. Call 641-251-1761.
All right, back on Riding Dirty, the greatest show on dirt, live on KOWB 103 Worldwide on KOW.com and on Facebook.
Facebook.
We got to make sure. As I turn the page.
Hey, okay.
I think that's gonna be that'd be a good song, wouldn't it? Yeah.
Along and Lonesome Highway.
Yep. All right. So we talked about the Smiths here.
Yep.
David Smith.
The father.
Yes.
Good luck to him.
Yes,
I guess Super Nationals.
He's going. I know
he's the only one that has it, and hopefully this year he does it.
Yep.
Maybe they'll all get in.
Here's what I want to do. I want to rub a little bit of this magic we've got off for those people who appeared. David appeared on the show in spirit
via his son.
So we're going to rub that good stuff off there. Yeah, get that mojo going. No question about it. All right, and boy, yes, you're right. It was a fun interview to talk to him about it.
Great,
because of the fact that there was so much trying to get that in.
It
was just unreal.
And we still got time to do another one.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, why not? Let's do that right now. We are taking a look here,
Mr. Connect,
at Cody Connect. Here, I'm going to turn the page yet again. Here, I got all these commercials.
Just a little more
over there. Yes, he drives the 49K modified. He took a moment to talk to us about his season this year and just how long he has been racing in the circuit here at Hancock County Speedway and elsewhere.
16 years. I just started in 2007. I think that's when it was.
What is it you love about racing?
The atmosphere. Like, when you go to the track, it's all kind of like family. I like the paint mod class. It's really competitive. It makes you work hard. Every time you win, it feels good because you're racing the best of the best.
And what motivates you? If there's somebody that does that, or is it just something that's internal? What is it?
I really like to do it and see the look on my kid's face when I get done racing. Every time I get out, they tell me good jobs, and the kids motivate me to keep doing better, keep trying, and actually just keep doing it.
Now, as far as changes over the years, what have you seen when it comes to the racing?
Oh, everything just costs so much. It's really hard to keep going. Everything in the racing world has gone up in price. Tires, fuel, cars, bodies, anything. Wraps are expensive. It just has changed so much, and the technology has gotten crazy.
If somebody else was to get into this, what would you tell them?
I would would say find someone, like a good guy like Kelly Shyrock or someone that's been doing it a while and learn from them. And only listen to one person, because everyone will lead you to a different direction. And you just kind of got to do your own thing and what you like.
So right now you're in third in points at the Hancock County Speedway. You've raced a total of 38 IMCA events this year. You got two big wins, 20 top fives, and 27 top tens. How do you think the season is going for you?
We got a new Skyrocket from Kelly this year, and it took us a while out of the gate to learn it. But once we learned it, we've been pretty good. As of lately, we put a new setup under it, and we've kind of been struggling with it. So we're going to go back to what we know, and hopefully with these big races here at the end, we'll make up some ground and see if we can get another win yet. Racing Jeremy Mills and Kelly Shyrock weekly, and you got to take them when you can get them because they're hard to come by. We've had a pretty good year. Just hoping to get more than two this year. We're just going to keep digging and see if we can't get that done yet.
What's it like running against those guys? They're basically living legends of the sport. What's it like?
Make guys like me a better racer, because you got to be on top of your game to get by them too. When we go down the Boone, I feel like we're pretty competitive because we race the best of the best up here in Northern Iowa.
There's no question about that. The challenge up here is absolutely tremendous.
Right. We're pretty fortunate to have those guys. And I mean, sometimes it's frustrating when you race them, but you just got to look at the big picture and say, hey, those guys are good and they're making me better. At the end of the day, that's what you want. You want to be getting better every day.
Cody, I appreciate the time.
Thank you.
All right, there you go, guys. Yeah. Cody Connect. Tell me a little bit about this. What do you think?
He said it. Get a hold of one guy and listen to what he says. Otherwise, they're going to get pulled every other direction.
Everybody, yeah, everybody has their own little take on how they do so well. And
The thing I want to do is, when we get into our next segment, I want to kind of wrap all this up, because this has been one heck of a year. A lot of things going on, some tight races that are going on. We'll talk about all that coming up here in just a second. You're listening to Riding Dirty, the greatest show on dirt, live on KIW-B103, worldwide on KIW.com, and on Facebook.
Hi, this is Christy Lear from Ryan's Roofing, LLC, local family-owned and fully licensed, serving North Iowa since 2010, specializing in asphalt shingle roof replacements. Every client's home is treated as if it's our own. Five-star testimonials, highest-rated materials from local suppliers, warranted craftsmanship and unmatched pricing, free estimates and all inspections performed by Ryan himself. Ryan's Roofing, LLC. Contact Ryan today, 641-590-1798, or check us out on Facebook and Google.
Rev up your retirement. Summit House Retirement Community is the place to be this summer. Enjoy all the amenities of home in a spacious, affordable one or two bedroom apartment with garages, patios, and a beautifully landscaped courtyard. You deserve worry-free independence, but we provide assistance as needed. Laughter and fun are part of the package, along with two meals a day. We are also connected to the clinic and fitness center for your wellness. Race on in for a tour. Call 641-843-3333. Summit House in Britt, where the fun never ends.
Britt Barn Grill. Get daily lunch specials, hot wings, burgers, roasted chicken, even a ribeye. Or to book a party at Main Avenue Event Center, call 641-843-4275. Weddings, reunions, birthday parties, or any private party. Don't miss all the action at the Britt Bar and Grill or Main Avenue Event Center, downtown Britt.
The famous Northern Lights Pizza Dash in Garner, home to the tasty crust which originated in Des Moines. Garner Cynics continues Northern Lights' passionate pursuit of pizza perfection using all-natural pizza sauce, fresh-cut vegetables, and 100% real cheeses. Whether you're in the mood for pizza, pasta, breadsticks, wings, or dessert, Northern Lights Pizza Dash at Garner Cynics offers delicious perfection for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Order now and get deliciousness on the go. Call 641-923-2694 or visit northernlightspizza.com.
Hi, I'm Dave Zroslik, president of Stellar Industries. The employee owners of Stellar Industries reflect the values of small-town living, honesty, integrity, kindness, and caring. With locations in Garner, Kanawha, and Mason City, Stellar is a proud supporter across the North Iowa area. Log on to stellarindustries.com to learn more about Stellar and how you can become part of our family.
IMT wishes all racers good luck this season. Iowa Mold Tooling Company has supported our local communities for over 60 years. Just like their first innovation in 1961, IMT service vehicles and material handling systems are manufactured to deliver quality, value, safety, and performance. IMT in Garner is now hiring. Develop your career path with top pay while receiving skills training, leadership opportunities, and advanced education programs. program. Apply today at imt.com/careers.
Gentlemen, start your engines! The green flag drops tonight for the final night this year at the Hancock County Speedway in Brett. Who's going to win the season championship? Plus, there's the continuation of the Night of a Thousand Stars with America's best IMCA drivers and thousands of dollars up for grabs. Don't miss the adrenaline rush tonight at the Hancock County Speedway. Gates open at 5, hot laps at 7. Get more info on Facebook or at HancockCountySpeedway.com.
McNeese Tire and Automotive in Brett. Big or small jobs, we do it all. Tires, oil changes, and other vehicle maintenance, inspections, brakes, even transmission and engine work. And with 24-hour roadside service calls, count on our McNeese Tire family to be there when it matters most. McNeese Tire, a mile and a half west of Brett on Highway 18. Call 843-3536 or visit us on Facebook.
Hancock County Health System has offered patient-centered care since 1953. The health system operates 4 family practice clinics in Britt, Garner, Canal, and Wesley, as well as a hospital. Hancock County Health System, your health, our care, a lasting partnership.
Scent Seed and Services in Brett, your local Pioneer team, is with you from the word go with industry-leading genetics and on-the-farm trials. When it's go time, make the most of every acre with Pioneer brand corn and soybean products. Scent Seed and Services in Brett invites you to bring your kids to the Kids Zone at the Hancock County Speedway.
Call 515-689-0503.
All right, we're back at the Hancock County Speedway here where tonight it's the Night of a Thousand Stars. We're going to be running some buses all over the place. I've got 3 that I see already that are out here right now. And, of course, we've got some other races that will be finishing up as well, too.
Season championships.
That's right.
And points-wise, the only close one I see is in the Hobby Sox.
4 points difference. Mike Smith and Brandon Nielsen. 4 points difference there.
And that's it. The championships will be awarded tonight. And certainly, for the people that are coming out, you're going to be treated as some good racing all the way around because the money
has been all year. The only way that I can, I'm just looking at it, I don't know exactly how the points work, but I'm thinking if Jeremy Mills does not finish the race tonight or something happens to him, he might not get the first place in the modified class.
I don't know how that works either.
That's going to be close.
Well, it depends on how many cars show up, I suppose, too.
It has 11 points difference, so I don't know if it's possible or not. But the rest of them are stock cars. Sport Mods, Alex Fett's got 453, and Matt Hansen's got 417. Stock cars is Troy Shyrock is 454 and 417 with Troy.
Compact. Charles Prime is leading up by 10.
10 points.
And speaking of which, he got his first win last week.
Yeah.
Prime Time got into the winner's circle.
Yep. About time.
Yeah. So there's 10-point difference there. There could be a changing there. So I don't know. We'll just have to see how it pans out.
So that brings me up to the actual winners from last week, if you'd like to hear that.
Go for it. Let's hear
all
it.
All right. Well, we got some old faces back that haven't been there in a while, but this year has been a good year for them.
Yes.
Todd Steinhardt, Mr. 7S. Was back in the winner's circle for the modified.
Yep, that was an excellent
job. Mr. Kevin Opine, the 44K from Mason City, was in the winner's circle.
Who picked up 2 trophies, which was Middle Miss Britt and the trophy for the race. Yes.
I think he was a little confused on which one was the trophy. She was probably a little confused, too. But anyway, Faith that's always there, Alec Fett in the Sport Mods, the 08 car, he won. And speaking of 8, T8 of Brandon Nielsen Spencer won. And then we'll get to 4.
Fine time in the Sport Compact.
Yep.
That's why you see that point so close in the hobby stock because Brandon won that. Mike was, I think, third.
I think it was third.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was.
Yeah, started back there a ways and was trying to work his way up through the group there.
It was very, very, very good night of racing last weekend.
I remember.
That was about the starting gun at somebody.
Well, you know, when you're up here for the KIW VIP, you just can't help yourself but get all excited. And
tell you what, if you want to have a good time, just rent the VIP booth.
That's right.
Oh yeah,
they're looking forward to that.
They always look. You are not going to have a better seat in the house.
As a matter of fact, they got one open tonight. So I think is it $35? You can come up and can hang out.
$35 to come up. Hang out and
drink all the whatever liquid you like to drink. Mm. I'm not going to mention.
They got plenty of it.
Hell Yeah Trucking LLC is a sponsor on this side here.
On the other side's open, so anybody that wants to, if you want, for $35, just come on up and hang out. We'll be up here.
What do you think about this season? this year. I mean, this is, we've seen some ups and downs. We've seen things kind of move around.
In my total honesty, I think it has been the best racing that I've seen here in a lot of years.
I truly agree.
The track has been smooth.
Yep.
Absolutely smooth all year
Hats
long.
Off to Chen and the rest of the group that work the track.
Mark Hiscox, he is here religiously Wednesday through Friday, if not Tuesday, working on the track, water and everything.
Mike Van Ginderen, I think, helps.
I'm laughing because the guy who's running out there right now, suddenly out of the top of the right over here, as he's rolling along.
I saw his gator out
of the gator.
That's Mark.
Thank you.
That's Mark.
Hats off to the flag man. Hats off to Chad Myers, the announcer, who has such a great knowledge of everything that goes on.
Chad Myers is one of the
car
best.
Counting.
Chad's one of the best announcers that I've been around. Him and Jerry Van Zickel, I tell you what, I don't know who is better. I really don't.
They put on a show.
Yep.
They definitely put on a show.
They know what they're talking about.
I've been in that booth, sitting in for Chad. I'll tell you, it's no picnic.
That's right, Mark. That's
one of the toughest jobs you'll ever find, being in that booth.
Oh.
Because of the fact that the level of racing up here is so high, and you've got to be paying attention to everything.
You got to know the racers. I mean, if you don't know the racers, and Chad knows all the racers that are around here. He goes out on that Dakota tour. He knows the racers out there. And it's just unbelievable knowledge that he has.
He keeps track of everything.
So he does an incredible job. The racers doing an incredible job. And
the ladies up here that score, do the score.
They
keep everybody in line where it's supposed to be.
That's right.
Who else? The pit gate people. I'm sorry, but I'm going to... And then the food people. Everybody. You all have done such a great job this year.
I mean, this,
and
this
the guy who runs the drone does a great job as well, too.
He's running around out here outside the window.
Taking our pictures.
But, yeah, I really do think that this year has been some of the best racing that I've seen on this track in many, many years.
Yep. Folks, I tell you what, if anybody that's listening has never been here, you missed out on a heck of a good season.
The fun thing about this is now these guys have got another winter to really work and build this track.
Super Nationals.
And you got Super Nationals.
Well, there's specials
there's
after.
Fall, there's fall stuff.
There's specials after the Super Nationals.
I know Jeremy Mills goes down to Arizona for that Winter Nationals.
Yeah.
Then they got the desert, dirt, and the race in the desert.
Dual desert out in Nevada,
Vegas, whatever.
Out in Vegas, yep. They go down into Texas sometimes once in a while in the wintertime also.
I mean, yeah, there's a lot of racing still going on. But for us around here, this is it.
And the guys that run this track, obviously, are going to have an excellent chance of really now working this track over yet again to build it up and get it ready for next year.
I really don't think they're going to make it. I haven't heard of anything, but I don't think they're going to make any changes to the track. I have heard rumors that they want to shorten it, but I don't see that happening.
No. No. I know there are people that want it to shorten up because they think it's really working the engines or whatever. But
yeah, well,
that's racing. Get to it. I mean, that's just
talk
kind of
to Tom Barry Jr. about that. He blew up two motors in one night over Mesa City, and that's just a bull ring over there.
That's what they call it. Yep,
that's what they call it.
Is what the nickname is.
But he blew up two USMTS motors, which are probably around $25,000-$30,000
a piece. Those aren't
cheap either. In one night.
Just like
and the bowling, so it can't be that our track is too big and it's too hard on the motors, because they used to run half miles around here, a lot of places. Fairmont, Mesa City, Webster City,
you can't have every track exactly the same. I mean, it's kind of boring.
What makes Hancock County, though, different, I think, because I've seen a lot of tracks, what makes it different is the challenge that it poses to the drivers, because you have the length, you have the width, and now you have that opportunity where somebody can cut in underneath you, go over the top. We saw that how many times last week?
And
the
slide and the crossover just back underneath them. And that's what made this year so fantastic.
The quality of racing this year was unbelievable.
Yep.
You were talking about the slide jobs. The slide jobs were just out of sight last week.
Slide jobs into the crossover.
Right.
Right. The guy slide jobs on the one guy, the next guy dives back underneath him. And turn two or turn four and gets back underneath him, and they do it again in the next turn.
Mm-hmm. Which race was that?
Mills?
Mills. He did the slide job for the last four laps, like it was.
Four or five times we finally got
slide
it.
Slide job, crossover, slide job, crossover, slide job, crossover. It was just unbelievable.
And the crowd was going bananas.
Yeah,
they didn't
that
know who was going to win
seat.
That thing. It was just amazing.
Yep.
Guys, this has been incredible, an incredible year,
oh,
I got to tell you.
This has been a blast.
We got to do this again next year.
Yes, definitely. But I want to thank our sponsors for the Riding Dirty.
Yes.
So if it wasn't for you guys, we couldn't do this. And we much appreciate it, and we'd love to do it again next year. So just get a hold of Angie or AJ out there at KIW and let them know.
Yep.
If there's anybody else out there who wants to do it, I tell you what, as part of a sponsorship, being a sponsor for this show, it does pay off. I mean, I am living proof that it does pay off.
You have to be able to get a hold of you.
Yeah. But I have had many shows that I have booked because of they heard my radio spot on here. So advertising does pay off.
And it is the reason why we see a lot of successful businesses that advertise with the programming that we do.
Yep.
And if you don't believe me, West Hancock basketball, West Hancock football. Need I say more?
Tonight, the big game between Garner and Hayfield. Good luck to both teams and all teams. Four City, anybody in the surrounding area, good luck to all your teams.
The Battle of Hancock.
Time of season, so.
The Battle of Hancock County coming up at 7 o'clock on B103. Forest City also coming up at 7 o'clock. And those games are being streamed also on their respective sites. Our thanks to Ryan's Roofing, Summit House, Britt Bar and Grill, Hancock County Co-op, Stellar Industries, INT, Hancock County Speedway, McNeese Tire, Hancock County Health Systems, Sense, Seed, and Service. Also, Brad's DJ Service, just an incredible, incredible job there with you guys. We've got Stellar Industries. There's just so many here to talk about that come in. B&B Sounds and Lights. I knew I was going to get it out. Sorry about that, buddy.
Spit it out there.
I just say Brad's. I don't say B&B because Brad is my buddy right here. To all you guys that sponsor us, we thank you so,
couldn't
so much.
Good to do without you.
Yes.
Yes.
And the listeners, thank you for listening.
And if anybody wants to do it next year, get a hold of AJ or Angie up there at KIW. It does not cost that much to advertise on this show.
No, it doesn't. As a matter of fact,
it's
very, very reasonable. Job 18 of Garner. That was one of the sponsors. And she goes, really? I might just have to get a hold of you.
Yep. So, but yeah.
So there's a little shout-out to Job 18 without even paying for it. There you go.
Okay, well, our in-studio director is going bananas, as you can hear on the system. So
speaking
we're
of which, a big thanks, man.
To take care of that. Well, so anyway,
bells, balls.
Our thanks, of course, to Chris Mad Dog Madsen. Thank you, sir, so much.
You
awesome
bet.
Year this
been
year.
A pleasure again.
Brad Hiscox, thank you, sir. Let's do it again next year, buddy.
Be right here. I'm here for you.
That's right. I'm AJ Taylor, of course, for our executive producers, Carol Boulder, Zarin Engestahl, Ann Feener, and the hardest working producer in radio. Angela Nelson.
Yeah.
She's on her Facebook stuff down there right now. So if anybody missed anything, you can find it on Facebook.
For any past episodes, you can listen to them. Right,
right
she's
there.
Put those on there, so you can listen to
the and get the rerun on that as well too. And of course, to our in studio director Mel Balsley, who is just going nuts right now, trying to get us off.
You know what? I'm gonna make it even more nutsy. People, listen, anybody listening, please text him right now or call him, saying thank you, Mel, for the great job you do.
That would be nice.
Just make the phone go off the hook.
Make
the phone go off the hook.
There you go. I'm AJ Taylor. Good night from the Hancock County Speedway. You've been listening to Riding Dirty, the greatest show on dirt, live on KIW B103, worldwide on KIW.com, and on Facebook.
See you next year.
The greatest show on dirt, Riding Dirty with AJ Taylor, was brought to you by these great businesses.
Ryan's Roofing, LLC, Summit House Retirement Community, Iowa Mold Tooling Company, Hancock County Speedway, McNeese Tire and Automotive, the Britt Bar and Grill, B&B Sounds and Lights DJ Service, Stellar Industries, Hancock County Co-op Oil and Fenix, Scent Seed and Services and Pioneer, and Hancock County Health System.
Riding Dirty with AJ Taylor, Fridays at 5:30 p.m.